Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about a new friend joining us this hour. John Tamney is here. He's the editor of Real Core Markets, director of the Center for Policy Freedom at Freedom Works, and senior economic advisor to Theodoros Research and Trading. He's the author of Who Needs the Fed and other books, and he's our new friend, John Tamney. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you here. Welcome to the show. Hey, John, the Fed is having another one of their two-day meetings. I can remember, you know, decades ago I've been covering the Fed. This is now I'm in my fourth decade covering the Fed, over 20 years. And I remember when they only met a couple of times a year, 2 days at a time. But now it seems like they're all two-day meetings. They had one yesterday. They're wrapping up today. What do you think will be, if you were a fly on the wall, what do you think they're going to be discussing at the FOMC meeting?
They are going to be discussing, obviously, economic growth and their belief that if they can manipulate treasury rates at higher levels, 10-year, 5-year, 10-year, they're going to be talking about yield caps, some way to keep the rates at those levels at a level they find correct. It's possible they could do that. To me, the Fed is a rate follower, not a rate setter. So they will give themselves a fairly easy target to get to, and it will just be a very naive process. The idea that the Fed can decree the cost of credit in the economy just defies common sense.
Well, this is more new ground they're plowing right now, isn't it? Them attempting to influence the curve.
Well, sort of. Remember, when was it? When did Operation Twist happen? And Operation Twist was the second time the Fed had tried this. They're trying to make it so that longer rates would be lower, and so they were trying to they're looking to buy treasuries, 5 and 10 year and 30 year treasuries to bring down rates. And you know, whether you do or not is almost immaterial. In the real economy, the cost of credit is the cost of credit.
Right.
Taylor Swift could go to any bank and get a very low interest rate, even if she gave away all of her worldly possessions. But there's probably no rate that Bernie Madoff could borrow. And
right.
So I just think there's a lot of mysticism out there that the Fed can rewrite reality. Let's not forget
they're defying underwriting principles, aren't they? That's what you just described. You just described underwriting.
Yeah, they are trying to manipulate markets, but I would just say, what ultimately are they manipulating? Because in the real economy, the price of credit is a function of whether a lender views you as reasonably capable of paying it back. And so I think all this attempt by the Fed to create an economy to make things better is just wasted, that they cannot bend reality. If central banks could do this, well, the Soviet Union would still exist. Gosbank would have kept printing money to keep the Soviet Union in operation. But credit doesn't work that way.
Right.
Credit is real resources. The Fed can't expand those.
Well, that's right. Credit is a process of extending financial resources that doesn't, and it's not, that's not, I didn't just describe manna from heaven, folks. It comes from somebody. And whoever has those resources, they have stipulations, they have expectations for how to get that money back and what kind of a return. And that's what the market will bear. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let's never forget that no one borrows money. What people borrow is what money is exchangeable for.
Mm-hmm.
Trucks, tractors, computers, desks, chairs, office space, most important of all, labor.
And they put
the Fed doesn't have warehouses around the country that it just releases these resources into the economy with. And so the idea that the Fed can expand credit is laughable. Of course, no,
but
it can't.
But that's what they're. Think that's what they're going to be discussing today is how to do.
Oh, of course, they believe that they can rewrite credit conditions. But as you and I know, as we're both very clearly saying, credit is created in the real economy. There's tons of it in the United States because we're the most productive nation on earth. Mm-hmm. There's very little in Peru, and no central bank can alter that truth. And so, to me, the focus on the Fed and the Fed's belief that it can create good times out of bad just defies common sense.
Is this because of their? They just believe in them in their organization so much that they think that they have that bit. I mean, is it make them part of the swamp? Are they part of the swamp because of that?
Yeah, and here's how you know they're part of the swamp. Let's imagine.
Hold on to that thought. Hold on, John. I'm going to let you answer that question when we come back after the break. John Tamney, ladies and gentlemen, editor of Real Clear Markets, is here. We're going to talk some more about the Fed and what they're doing, and we're going to talk about gold. Your gold's shot back up again, and we'll talk about that after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.